This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. A Gillette man has been arrested for drug possession over the weekend. Gillette PD responded to the 200 block of West Laurel Street after a woman reported that her daughter had found Lane Floyd unresponsive in his home late Saturday night. Liquid meth in a syringe as well as some unidentified substances were found. Floyd was charged with felony possession of a controlled substance and felony endangering a child with drugs. Gillette's Amanda Welsh finished second in the fourth round of barrel racing Sunday night at the National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas to move to third place in both the average and the world standings. The 10-round NFR runs through Saturday at the Thomas and Mack Center. Donations to Gillette's Abate Stuff the Bus are off to a great start this season. The Abate Toy Store is still taking applications for families to be eligible for toys. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. A South Dakota couple accused of stealing guns and hunting equipment from a pickup and then trying to pawn the items in Colorado have been charged with conspiracy to commit burglary and conspiracy to commit aggravated burglary, each of which carries a maximum penalty of 10 years in prison. Derek E. Talent and Julie A. Talent, also known as Julie A. Kirchmar, had checked out of the hotel where the items were stolen and stolen other items before returning to Gillette. Police were alerted to those items pawned in Colorado. Gillette kicked off the holiday season in fine style this weekend as hundreds of families and kids filled the sidewalks of Gillette Avenue for this year's annual Parade of Lights on Saturday night. This year's theme of Peace on Earth brought out a record-breaking 47 floats, up from 34 last year, and Santa made his way down the street at the end of the parade on his sleigh. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.